From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 5th. We start with an earthquake felt by millions of people in the northeastern U.S. this morning. The epicenter of the 4.8 magnitude was near Lebanon, New Jersey. Reports submitted to the U.S. Geological Survey show the shaking was felt as far north as New England and as far south as Washington, D.C. The agency said it was the third strongest quake recorded in the area in the last five decades. And a CNN analysis found it was the strongest to hit New Jersey in more than 240 years. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says there are limited reports of damage and, quote, little to no injuries. But some county officials say they're getting reports of structural damage at a private property. The USGS says there have been at least six aftershocks since the initial quake, with the largest being a 2.2 magnitude quake, recorded just after 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's USGS seismologist Susan Huff.
On the East Coast, the continent and the ocean are glued together. You don't have an active plate boundary, but you do have stress. And we have had moderately large earthquakes and damaging earthquakes up and down the Atlantic seaboard. Going back to the 1700s and 1800s, there were earthquakes close to magnitude 5 near New York City.
I'm here to say your nation has your back, and I mean it. Your nation has your back.
That's President Joe Biden in Baltimore today, where he's been meeting with local officials to discuss efforts to reopen the city's port and rebuild the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Biden administration has called on Congress to approve the federal funding to reconstruct it and says the government will cover all the costs. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced Thursday that it plans to fully reopen the channel leading to the port by the end of May. Biden also acknowledged the six workers killed when a cargo ship rammed into the bridge.
All the families and loved ones were grieving. I've come here to grieve with you. We all are.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says there are no plans for the U.S. to conduct an independent or separate investigation into the Israeli drone strike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza on Monday. His comments come as the White House looks to clarify Secretary of State Antony Blinken's earlier remarks today, calling for a, quote, independent, thorough, and fully publicized investigation. The White House said he was referring to the Israeli report on the strike that was later released. That report says Israeli military personnel mistakenly thought they were attacking Hamas gunmen when they targeted three World Central Kitchen vehicles with drone strikes. The Israeli military fired two of its officers and reprimanded others for their involvement in the strikes. When CNN asked the Israeli Minister of Economy and Industry about the strike, Nir Barkat said, quote, tragedies like this happen in war, and apologized to the victims' families.
We are considerate, and when our friends in the United States and around the world have different views and opinions on that, we're considerate. We're listening.
The judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial has denied the former president's subpoena to NBC. Trump was hoping to obtain records related to NBC's Stormy Daniels documentary, arguing that NBC and Daniels worked together to release it close to the start of his trial to prejudice the case. The judge called those claims, quote, purely speculative and unsupported. According to the order, NBC said Daniels had, quote, no right to approve the content of the documentary or the timing of its release. Up next, a basketball legacy continues. Hey, welcome back. Bronny James, son of NBA All-Star leading scorer LeBron James, has declared for the 2024 draft. The 19-year-old recently finished his freshman season for the University of Southern California Trojans. He suffered cardiac arrest last July while at basketball practice, but was cleared to play again last November. LeBron's career is expected to be coming to a close soon, but he told The Athletic in 2022 that he'd like to play his last year with his son. He said, quote, wherever Bronny is at, that's where I'll be. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things, available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.